ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'Zchus Refuah Shleima, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reizel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Maseches Eruchin, Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak begins, Hesig Yad Benoider, which means the din of Hesig Yad Ra'oni, that is Nidain and Eruchin according to how much he can afford, like it's learned from the Pasik, Mimochu Merkecha. That din, you go basar the noider. You go basar the one who makes the neder and not basar the one he's speaking about. The mission explains, Ketzad, Oni she'erechas ha'oshir, Oni that was marech ha'oshir, and he says he wants to give the erech of an oshir, noisin erech, Oni, he still gives the erech of an Oni. And of ha'oshir she'erechas ha'oni, noisin erech oshir. So it goes according to the one who is actually making the neder, actually mekabelan himself the erech, and not who he's speaking about. Of a karbonis ain't a cane. In karbonis, it's different. Haresh amru karbonis shal mitzera ze olai. If, let's say, somebody says the karbonis of this mitzera I'm accepting upon myself, hoye mitzera oni, if it was a mitzera oni, maybe karbon oni, you have to bring the karbon oni like the mitzera. Asher, if he was an asher, maybe karbon asher. So we see a chilik between karbonis and erechin in the Mishnah. Or erechin go according to the one who's being marech, and karbonis going according to the what you're mechayev, yourself. Rabbi Oimer, Oimer ani af be'erchin kein. Rabbi says that erchin is the same as korbanis. V'chim ne ma oni she'erech es ha'osher nois ne'erech oni. Why does the oni that's marach ha'osher give the erech of ha'oni? She'en ha'osher chayiv klum. Because the osher himself is not chayiv anything. The oni is being chayiv himself in erech, and he's using the osher as a way to measure the amount that he's going to give to the Beis HaMikdash, that erech. Aval osher she'omba erki olai. But if Asher would taka say, my value, I'm chayv myself, my value, v'shama ani, and ani heard v'amar, and he said, masha amar ze olai, what this one said, I'm a kabbalan on myself to pay, nois in erech Asher, then he would give an erech Asher. The pashtus ha-mishnah's mashma, that is machlokes between Rebbe and the Tanakhama. According to Tanakhama, korbanos and erechim are not doima ze lozeh, and according to Rebbe, they are doima. And in this case of Ani that's Marachis Osher, he gives Erech Ani only because the Osher wasn't chayv anything at all. But if an Osher would have said Erki Olai, and the Ani would say Masham is Olai, he's nice in Erech Osher. And the Tanakam would argue. The Pashto of Tosis also is that there's Machloikis Tanakama and Rebbe in the Mishnah. The Tanakama holds that in the case that an Osher says Erki Olai, and the Ani hears and says Masham is Olai, the din is Taka, according to Tanakama, that you only give the Erech of an Ani. Hesig Yad is benoider, not like Rebbe in the Mishnah that says they give the Erech of an Asher. But in the Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayis Mevur that there is no machlokes between Rebbe and Tanakam in the Mishnah. The din of Rebbe is the Kuli Alma. Then is the Rambam in Hilchas Erechin in Paragimel Alocha Vav Paskins as follows. Asher Shoma Erki Olai, or Asher that says his Erech he wants to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, Erki Olai, or Erech Pliny. Vishoma Oni and Oni heard Vomar and he said, Masha Omar Ze Olai, whatever this person was Makabal, I am Makabal it upon myself. Hare Ha Oni Chayev Be'erech Osher Shu Erech Sholim. The Oni now becomes Mechuyev in the Erech of an Osher, which is a complete Erech. And the Ravid in that Sogis says, Omar Avram, Zeu Kerebi. This is like Rebbe. But v'chachamim chelkinolav. The Chachamim argue on this din. V'aymrim, they say, Sheinen Noisin Ela Erech Oni. That the Ani will only give the Erech of an Ani. Clearly we see that the Ravid holds like Tosfos, that Rebbe in our Mishnah argues in the Tanakhama, and Rebbe holds that you give an Erech Asher, but according to Tanakhama, you would not give an Erech Asher, you give an Erech of an Ani. And Mele, the Ravid understood that the Psak of the Rambam is like Rebbe and not like the Chachamim. And therefore the Ravid asked that normally the Aloch is always like the Chachamim, so why did the Rambam Paskin like Rebbe. So we understand clearly that the Ravid is going like the Pashas HaMishnah, that is a Machlokes, and like Tosfos. The Kesef Mishnah says in the Das HaRambam that the Rambam was Soisim Dvarav like Rebbe, because the Rambam held that Rebbe is not arguing on the Tanakhama. Rebbe is only being Mefarish the Tanakhama. Like, and he's Medayikta from the Loshon of the Rambam in the Pirsh Mishnayis. And the Rambam says clearly, Ein Bein Rebbe v'Chachomim Machlokes. This Taka no Machlokes in Rebbe and the Chachomim. He's only coming to explain how the Erech can actually be like a carbon. In other words, in the case that the Mishnah gives, There's a chilek between karbanos and erechin. By karbanos shel metzera ze olai, and if he's a metzera ani, maybe karban ani, asher maybe karban asher. That's not dema to the regular case of erechin. But Rebbe found a case where you can have an erechin, a similar case like karbanos. And the Kesef Mishnah is Moisif that Divrei Rebbe him Divrei Tam Muchrochim Be'atzman, and therefore the Rambam is not paskning like Rebbe as a Lafuke the Chachamim, as if there would be a Machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim. The Rambam held there is no Machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim. There's no Machlekes Rebbe in Tanakam, and merely paskin like Rebbe. The Radvaz also understood in the Rambam that if Ani says Mashama Zel Lai, that is a din of a neder, not an Erech, and therefore it's not Nida in Behesig Yad, and that's why it would take give the Erech of an Usher. That's why, like the Rambam Paskin, he's Chayev Be'erech Sholem, because he was Mafkia himself in the Din of Erechin, which is what Rebbe is teaching us in the Mishnah. Again, it means that the Rambam held as no Machlekes, the Chachamim, Tanakama, against Rebbe. But L'Chayra, we said before, according to Taisus and according to Ravid, clearly the Tanakama argues on Rebbe. That means that they hold that it's a chi of erchin, and be'emes it's nida in behesig yad, would come out, according to Tosis in the Ravid, when he says, the Ani says, erich ze olai, noisin erich Ani, gives an erich Ani, because it has a din of erchin, and it's takin nida in behesig yad. Lamaisa, the Kesef Mishnah asks, and his malach in the Rambam, and the Mahalach that we're saying, not his Mahalach, but the Mahalach that would be possible to say that there's Machloikis, Rebbe and Tanakama. And he says, it's impossible to say it's Machloikis, that there's no Machloikis. He wants to say Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds Rebbe and the Chacham are the same, and there's no Machloikis, and that's how he's Miyasha, the Psak of the Rambam. It's a pella to say like that, he says. Because the Gemara says, further, Rebbe, the Omar, Oimar, Niaf, Berchen, Kain. So the Gemara is Medaik, Alma, Mina, Bosach, Yuvi, the Gavra, Zlini, go Bosach, the Gavra. And then the Gemara says, well, it's Rikha called the Mu'ute. You don't need the Pasik who to may it. The Gemara asks, who the Mu'ute may? The Gemara has to say that it's the Mu'ute, Mitzayra Oni, Madiri Osher. The Gemara says, Sakhid Ad Chamina would have thought, Hail Vam Rebbe, Bosach Yuvah, the Gavra Zlinon, Komash Malon. But we see clearly from the Gemara, the Kesef Mishnah Medayik, that is a Machlaikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. So how could the Rambam learn up in the Mishnah that there's no Machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim, and male, the Psak of the Rambam like Rebbe is really Tanakama. From the Gemara's before that there is a Machlekes Rebbe in the Chachamim, like the way Tais and the Ravid understood. So the Kesef Mishnah answers B'deichin, he says maybe the Rambam holds that they only argue in a Drasha Dekra, but in Din, in Halacha, they don't argue. But the Kesef Mishnah ends and says with Tzarech Ian, from the Pashas HaGemara, and like we mentioned earlier, the Pashas Lashna Mishnah, it's a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim. And then the Kasha is, how could the Rambam paskin like Rebbe and not like the Chachamim? The Ravid in Teres Koinim, in Pashas Metzera, in Reish Pashas Adalid says, in the Das of the Rabbanon, that argue on Rebbe and says that even in such a case, you give an Erech Ani, like the Ravid. In other words, the Ravid L'shitase, they understood that Rebbe is arguing on the Chachamim, and therefore, and the case that Ani Shomar, Ani that says that I want to give the Erech Asher after the Asher was Mekavel on himself something, the halacha is that he gives Taka an Erech Ani, and the Rav is Meisim, and he says nearly ki Asher sheherech es atzmoi mashlim es hashar mishaloi, the Asher that was Marech himself, he gives the rest from himself. What does that mean? The case was that the Asher said Erechi Olai, or he said Erech Pliny, and the Ani heard and he said, Masha Oma Ze Olai. So the Shita of Rebbe is, according to the Ravid, that the Ani is Machai himself, the Erech Va'asher, which is Erech Shalim. But according to the Ravid and Taisvis, the Tanakam and the Chum argue and say in such a case, if he says Erech Ze Olai, the Ani is only chayiv to pay the Erech of an Ani. Because, like the Tanakhama says, the Pashtus is Hesig Yad Benoider, and you go according to the Marech, and the Marech is the Ani. The Ani only gives his Erech. But the Ravid is being Moisif here, a very interesting thing. Enoch and Ami, the Ani will only give his Erech, but what about the difference between his Erech and the amount that the Asher is Mechuyiv? So on that, the Ravid says that the Asher, that's Marech himself, will mashlim the rest. It's Muchach from the Ravid, that when the Ani says, Mash'oma ze olai, it's as if he made a neder to pay the chayv of the usher, to pay back the chayv of the usher that was makabel himself, his erech. If it would be two separate chiyuv and erchin, so what does it mean that the usher is being mashlim, is completing the amount that the ani paid? The usher has his chiyuv, and the ani that said, I want to also accept upon myself the same erech, has his independent chiyuv. If the ani is only mechuyuv to pay according to what he could afford, the hesig yad of a ani, he only pays what he could afford. But what does that have to do with the usher? The usher should have to pay the full value of what he was mekabel himself. What does the Raven mean when he says that the usher sheherech es atzmai is mashlim the rest mishaloi? It's muchach again, like we said, that the ani is making a neder to pireya the chiyuv, the chayv of the usher. And since the ani does not mechuyev to pay the whole amount, the usher is being mashlim, because he's not nidim hesigyad on his chiyuv, and he replenishes the amount that still needs to be paid. Lachar, from here comes out a very clear chakira, which we could clear in when the ani says, masha'ama ze olai. What does that mean? Is masha'ama ze olai an amira b'teiras neder, to patter the chiyuv of the usher? The usher said about himself, he's makabala erech, and now the ani said, Masha Oma ze olai. Is that a kabbalah? Is that a schaivus of a neder to patter the chiyuv of the usher? Or is it b'teres erechin? It's not a erech. It's a way of expressing oneself of erki olai. Instead of saying erki olai, he said the erech Masha Oma ze olai. And it's chala chiyuv erechin, like de atfasa. Just like if you hear somebody saying, Hareini Nazir, and then you say, Va'ani, I'm also, that's a Kabbalah's Naziris, because you are matfis in the Amira of Chavera, of the first person who said, Hareini Nazir. Over here also, it's possibly we can understand it, that it's a Chiyuv Erchin, Al Yedeya Hatfasa in the Amira of the first person that said that was Makabal and Erech. The Nafkamina is obvious. If, like the Ravid, Nafkamina is, if when even if you'd say, like the Chacham argue on Rebbe, and the Chacham would hold that the Ani only gives Erech Ani, but what about the remainder between what the Ani gave and the Usher? If he's being Mekabel on himself to Patir, the Chiyuv of the Usher, it's a Neder, so when he pay, whatever he pays, Patirs the Chiyuv of the Usher, and the Usher does not have to pay. And then it would make sense to say that the Usher is Mashlim, the remaining amount, in order for his Chiyuv to be fulfilled. Masha'enkein, if we understand what the Ani is saying, Masha'ama ze alai, as a new chiyuv erchin, a kabbalah of erchin, a separate independent kabbalah, so whatever he pays is of course not going to absolve the usher. It's not going to patter the chiyuv of the usher. Each one is an independent chiyuv. It's a chiyuv b'fnei atzmai. The rishon lecher should still be mechuyev l'shalom, still have to pay for his own chiyuv, because it's not nifter, doesn't get exempted by the payment of the Ani. The Ani is not paying his chiyuv of the usher. He's paying his own chiyuv because it's an independent kabbalah of erchin. It's just that the way the ani was mekabel on himself, his erich was by being matfis in the kabbalah of the usher. But it wasn't a kabbalah or a neder to be mashlim the chayv of the usher. It was an independent kabbalah of erchin. And of course, why, if the ani would pay his full amount, why would that exempt? Why would that be considered as if the usher paid? The usher would have to pay his full amount also. It's two separate independent chiyuvim. L'chayr from the Ravid, that says that the usher is mashlim, Ravid and Teres Kainim, that the usher is mashlim, the amount that the ani didn't pay, that would seem to be a raya that the kabbalah of the ani is really a kabbalah like Teres Neder to be pay and be pireya the choyv of the usher. And therefore, the usher is mashlim whatever the ani did not pay. But l'chayr, if this is true, then if they understand it, that the ani is really only being a neder in order to be mashlim and to pay and to be pireya the chayv of the ushers, then what they would not be possible to say a tzad that the ani should be nidain behesigyat, because that's not a din of erechin. It's a stab, it's a neder to pireya chayv chaveray. How would it be possible to say that the Tatakama argues on Rebbe and says that the ani is nidain behesigad? Bishleim will feed a second sad that the ani is b'makabel in himself, erechin, and it goes with teras erechin. And the chiddush is that his kabbalas erechin is al yedeya hatfasa in the chayv of the usher. The usher said that he wants him makabel himself and erech sholem, and the ani used the words mashamar zeolai. That was a hatfasa in the chayv of the usher. But lemaisa, what was chal was a chiyuv Erechin, in the Dine Erechin and the Hagadara of Erechin, the Mela Oni is neither Masik Yad. But if it's a Kabbalah, if it's a Neder, a Schaivis to be Mashlim, the Choiv of the Osher, then it's not in the Parish of Erechin Lachaira. And Lachaira should not be Nidin Masik Yad. So in the Shurim from David Soloveitchik, he brings a Kasha, another Kasha from the Brisker Rav. He says, the din of Hesig Yad is only where, through the Shum of Hesig Yad, you'll become putter from your Chiv. In other words, an Ani can't afford more, so there's a din of Hesig Yad, and with that Tashlumin, he's Niftar Mechiyuvai. But over here, if you understand that the usher has to be mashlim, the chiyuv, the amount that the ani didn't pay, so that means that even if you would be dan the ani behesig yad, his payment would not complete the tashlumin, would not complete the chiyuv. The chiyuv would be nishlam al yedei the usher. In such situations, at the biskrov, we don't find a mechlal haloch of nidin behesig yad. So it's not nidin behesig yad. So why does it say nidin behesig yad? So the biskrov said, l'chari, you have to say, a chiddush gadol that says in this Mishnah that we don't go basar the etzem chayiv, but we go basar the chiyuv of the gaver. We go basar the chiyuv of kol echad ve'echad. So that means a chiddush gadol that the ani can become potter from his own chiyuv through a day that is nidin be'esig yad, even though the usher was not become nifter in gansin. In other words, it could be that we understand it that the Chalois chiv of the ani be'etzim is in the parish of Erechin. But even if it's in the parish of Erechin, it's a hashlama for the chayv of the usher, and it could be neither mesig yad, because legabe the ani is potter from his own chiv, even though the actual chayv wasn't nishlam. The din of mesig yad could apply to the ani, because we have to be dan the gavra, and the gavra's chiv is nishlam ayidei, whatever he pays according to hesig yad, according to what he could afford. The actual chayv wasn't nishlam. You have to imash, the usher has to imash them because he has his own chayv to imashal what he was nadar. He didn't pay what he was nadar. The fact his chayv is not megareya that the ani shouldn't be nidain behesig yad. It's a gevaldik chiddush. And the Chazanish has a mahalach in the whole sugya slightly different. Chazanish in Kotshim and Afkufayin Hey, he's mevar the ikr of the sugya as follows. He says that Rabbanan hold that when a person makes a ned, this is assuming that the machleik is Rabbanan and Rebbe, like the Pashas HaGemara in the Mishnah, and like we saw clearly in the Raivet and the Tosfos. He says that the Rabbanan hold that when a person makes a neder to be mashlim, or to pay the neder of the usher, and something which has to do with Anias and Ashiras, he says, if it's something that the second neder could have made himself, like Erchin, he could have been mekabel on himself, this chiv, independently of saying, Masha Omar Ze Olai. He could have said, I want to give this and this amount to the Beis HaMikdash. Or he could have said, Erki Olai, or that Erech Olai. Instead, he chose to use the words, Masha Omar Ze Olai. But Be'etzem, this neder, is Shaykh to the Sheni, just like it's Shaykh to the Rishon. He can make such an Erechin. So then he says he has the same din. And therefore he says as follows, a Osher that says Erki Olai, and Ani comes along and says, Ahareni Mekabel Olai, Mitzvah Tashlumin Shazeh. He wants to give the Tashlumin of that Osher. So the Ani gives an Erech Ani, and with that, he's Yoytzeh's Neder, because that he could have been Mekabel that type of a Neder of Erechin on himself also. So that is the way we view his Kabbalah. And the first person is, and the usher is Mashlim the rest. In other words, we see him as if he was Mekabel, a regular Erech of the amount that he could afford upon himself, except that the monies that's being given is going to be subscribed, is going to be used to be Mashlim the Choyv of the usher. And he explains, how can we do that? L'chaira, if he's saying that we're looking at the second neder, the ani, as if he's mechayim himself, a regular erchin, and because he's shaykh to make such a neder himself, so what does it mean that he is paying up for the chayv of the usher? And like we said before, that if it's paying up for the chayv of the usher, so then why does the usher have to pay more? Why don't we just go with the chiv of the ani? So he explains, because the hischaivus of the second neider is not together as chayvus of enon l'chaveroi. He's not mechayv himself to the first, to pat to the first one's chiv. Nobody's meshabed himself b'dibur l'chaveroi. It's not a chayv l'chaveroi al yedei diburoi. But he says, it's a neder to hegdish. So how could it work to be mashlim the chayv of somebody else? Very nice. It's a neder to hegdish, and you makabel on yourself a certain amount, the amount that you could afford. So you nidin be'erchin, you nidin be'hesig yad. But why does it absolve the first person of his chayv? So he says, because that's the chiddush of a neder and hegdish, that a person is makabel on himself to give a certain amount to hegdish or to do a mitzvah, somebody else could be mashlim that chiv. The din tashlumin is that one could pay for somebody else. But he has his own ischaivis. It's not the ischaivis to yenim. It's the ischaivis to hegdish. But he's mischaiv himself to pay that chayv that already exists. So therefore, the chacham holds as follows. A person's mekabel, such a tashlumin of a neder, is nidain in all the dinim that were said as if you mekabel for yourself. And since an erech in the Torah says a neder is nidim hesig yad, so the chiv of the sheni is like a regular chiv of erechin, it's nidim hesig yad. And fakert also, for asher's mekabel himself tashlumin of a neder of an ani, is chayv to pay the erech of an asher, because the inyan of, and how does it connect to the first, ned that was made? Because that's the inyan of nedarim of tehegdish, that when a person says, I would like to donate a certain amount to hegdish, the tashlumin is open to others to pay up and to imashim mischiv. And it's koil all the inyanim tashlumin. It's koil erech ani, erech asher, but that is really totally in the person. Since the first person we talk about, part of that say an erech ani, but if asher comes along, now the usher has to give an erech usher. That's how the chacham understand what's happening here. Rebbe argues at one nekuda, and Rebbe holds that by erechin also is a chilek, just like by karbanis, between an ani that was mekabel to pay the ned of an usher to an usher that was mekabel to pay the ned of an ani. The anusher was mekabel to pay the neder of an ani has to give an erech usher as if the ani would have become rich. If Ani would have become rich, he has to pay the amount of an usher. So now the usher is mekabel in himself, the neder of Ani, it's that neder that he's being mashlim, but now it's if he became rich, so he has to go ahead and give the erech of an usher. And therefore, that's why when the Torah says this chiv on the second fellow that's mekabel to pay this tashlumin of the rishain, the chiv is a chiv of an usher. But an Ani that was mekabel on himself, the neder of an usher, to mashlim the neder of an usher, he still doesn't have the din of hesed yad, according to Rebbe. Because it was ready hooked by the din of the neder in the rishain. And that neder was a neder of an usher. So if you want to be mashlim, you want to pay that neder, what neder are you paying? You're paying the neder of an usher. You're paying the neder of an usher. Even though you yourself aren't ani, you'd have to give the amount that an usher was makabal on himself. Whatever was nikva by the rishain, the second one is nischayv. And that's in the kudus ha-machleik is Rebbe Nechachamim. That Rebbe would hold in that case that the ani would have to give the erech asher because it was nikva that tashlumin is according to what the first one was makabal, and that's what you're being mashed, you have to pay. According to Chachamim, you have to say that the first one's Kabbalah is kolin yonei atashlumin. Even though he's makabel, the amount of an usher, he himself was an usher, but it's kol anything which we fulfill the requirements of erchin. And therefore, when Ani comes along and says, I want to be mashlim that tashlumin, so he can give erech Ani because the erech of Ani is included in the original Kabbalah. Now, Rebbe holds, like we said, the din of erchin and Kabbalah are the same. That usher is makabel himself, the korban of an ani, that you learn out from a pasuk, and erchin doesn't need a pasuk. So, but really, this the same din. The only nafkamina between erchin and korbanis is that the din of korbanis learned from a pasuk, and erchin doesn't need a pasuk. Erchin, when the second one is an usher, is mechayv erech usher because he could also make a neder of an usher. Even though now he's makabel what the first one was makabel, but it's all the same. He's now it's as if he became rich, like we said before. But Karbanis, since the Meskaper is the first one, he's the Balak Karban, so maybe you wouldn't help that the second is an usher to say that he has to pay like an usher. Kamash from the Pasuk that the second one has to pay like he's an usher, even though the Karbanis were the Karbanis of an Ani, and the Meskaper is the first one is an Ani. But Fi the Rabbanon, by Karbanis, it's impossible, since it's impossible for a second person to make his own neder, on his chayvus, the ikar is only to imashim the chiv of the first. So that's why korbanos is different than erechin. By an usher, those makabel on himself, the korban of an ani, he's nidin according to the chiv whatever it is, ani, because since since the second one's an usher, it's chayv a korban usher, just as if the first person would have become rich. But fakir, where an ani was makabel to bring a korban of an usher, so then. By Korbanis, the second one is not going to have the din like by Erechim to be Nidim Hesig Yad. He's not going to have to bring the Korban Asher like the first one's Chiv, because the chiyuv of bringing a carbon is not shaykh to the second. It's only shaykh to the first. So you can't say that the second one, since he's shaykh to that chiyuv, he could be mekabel on himself ki'ilu to be mashing that chiyuv according to his standard. That you only say by erchin. By carbonus, since he's not no shaykh is to the chiyuv of carbonus of the first, and the ikar carbon is the chiyuv of the first person, in this case, it's the asher. So now the doni is mekabel to bring that carbon and to be mashing that chiyuv, so he has to do it like a carbon asher, not a carbon ani, because the chiyuv of the carbon of the usher is not shayach to the ani. It can't be chal a din carbon ani on the second, and a man that we learn from pasuk, and therefore he has to give the amount of that usher is mekabel himself. So that's the only nekudas achilik between carbonis and erchin, the case where ani was mekabel what the usher is supposed to give. But the ikar chiddush of the chazanish is that you can if the second person was makabel, something the first one was ready makabel, if he has shaykhas to that parsha, then we view it as if it's his own personal kabbalah, and at the same time, it still could be mashlim, the original chayv, because anybody, any chayv to hegdish is open for anybody to pay up and to be makayim that chiv. And therefore, the second one can be makayim the chiv of the first. Let us go now to the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin on the base. The Mishnah begins, Hoya Oni Vehesher, Osher Veheni, Noisim Erech Osher. And Rabbi Yehuda adds and says, even Oni Vehesher Vechaz Veheni is also Noisim Erech Osher. Aval Bekarbonis Einikain. By Karbonis it's different. And the Mishnah continues, Afilo Meis Ove Veniach Leribay, Oisvi Nase Bayam, Uval Lebrivois, Ein Lehegdish Boklum. Rashi learns that this ending of the Mishnah, Filam Eis Aviv, is not a continuation of on the words Av B'Kabbanis Einikain. Av B'Kabbanis Einikain mean that even though by Erchin, if you're Ani V'Hesher or Osher V'Heni, you give Erech Osher, Kabbanis is different. Kabbanis have their own din. The Kabbanis is totally in the Zman Havas Karban Echad. The Gemara will talk about if that Karban Echad means the Akravas Achatus or the Akravas Osham or the Zman Havas HaTzipayrim. But that's different than Erechim. Afterwards, the last line of the Mishnah is a separate din, that afilu meis of v'niach l'riboy, even if your father is, and the Gemara explains later on, it means not he actually died, but he's about to die, he's a geisis, and he's about to die and leave you a tremendous amount of money. Ein la'idish baklum. And Rashi learns it's referring to Erechim. That in Erechim, if the father is going to die and leave you a lot of money, you still don't have a din of an usher, you have a din of an ani. And a male, the erich is an erich of an ani. Lamaisa Taisis also agrees to Rashi and Lafid Ches at the end, that it's referring to also erichin to say that erichin, you don't wait until the father dies and give him a din of an usher so that his erich should be an erich of an usher. But Taisis over here in Lamed Beis and Taisis and Lafid Ches, Meshem Rashi, bring a pshat that this din is only by karbonis. The afilo meis aviv v'niach l'riboy yosvinosu bayam that ain lahegdish baklum only refers to karbonis lafuke erchin. Erchin is totally nedas hakoyin, and if the father of the person who said erki olai is a goises, so the koyin will not be marechim until the father dies, and then when the father dies, he'll inherit all that money and he'll be considered an usher, and his erich will change. The truth is, the Rambam Pirshim Mishnayis also says the Mishnah is talking about karbonis, that if Ovid was Noita Lomus, he brings a karbon oni, which is mashma that he understood the Mishnah, like that sad in Toisvis, that is referring to karbonis, lafuke erechim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shogeis brings this din of mamtina nach yomus only by the din of karbon oil of a yorid. In erechim doesn't mention it at all, which is mashma, and erechim doesn't hold to the Mishnah. That means in Erechin you take a wait. Erechin, you have to wait until he becomes an usher. And the Lecha Mishnah says, Taki is mafarish like Toisvis. Well, that's not in Toisvis. That the din is, that din of the Mishnah is in Karbonis and not in Erechin. In Erechin Taka, you wait until he becomes an usher. And Ben Egeshin says, Refarish like that, Dafyud Ches, that by Erechin the coin would wait, Achi Yashlu becomes wealthy, and the Taki gives an Erech of an usher. The problem with this shita is that Tais himself on Yud Zayin Mabez asks from a Tesefta. Tesefta says clearly that Ani Sheherech Atzmai Ein Oim Lo Yasim Alochi. You don't tell the Ani, go to work.
V'yovi erech osher, become wealthy, and then bring an erech of an osher. Elamutiv shiyovi erech ani. Better you should bring the erech ani and not the erech osher lachazman. In other words, what is he now? Right now he's an ani, so right now we give him the din of an erech of an ani. I can go to work and maybe make a lot of money and become an osher. We don't say that he should bring the erech osher lachazman. So that means, ein mamtinin, so you don't wait. So if you don't wait, if now the person is ani, and even though the father is a geisis, and he's a big Oysher, why should we wait till the father dies and then he'll have what's inherit and he'll have a din of an Erech Oysher? L'char, the din is clearly an Erech and that you're not, you don't wait Achi Yashir. You give right away the Erech of an Ani. So what's Pshat the Rishonim that they say that there's at least the Tzalik down in Tosfos and the Sirim and the Gersh and the Rambam that you, by Erech, and you would wait until he becomes an Oysher? Yeruchim Fishel in his beer in the Resag and Mitzvah Seikuf Lamed has a Gevaldik Akasha on Resad Yagoin in the Minya Mitzvahs, and Lefiyas Teres, maybe we could possibly answer this Kasha and explain this Shitz Rishayim. The Resag is Mina the Mitzvah of Karban Oil of Yoyred as three separate Mitzvahs for an Oshir, for a Dal, and for Dali Dalis. An Oshir brings a Behema, a Dal brings Oifis, and Dali Dalis brings a mincha. So he asks that if it's three separate mitzvahs, a Osher and a Dal Dalis, so by Erechin of Adam, you should also be Meina Beis Mitzvahs. What should be the two mitzvahs by Erechin? Instead of Stam, the Kaloliistic mitzvah of Erechin, where a person is Erechi Olai, or Erech Plani Olai, and he's Mechir to give to the Beis HaMikdash according to the Erech Shekotzu B'Teira, it should be a mitzvah in the Erech of a Osher, and another mitzvah of an Erech of a Ani. So just like the Resag is Moina, by Karban Oil V'Yoyrid is three separate mitzvahs, Osher, Dal, and Dali, Dalis, so too, by Erech and Nishna have two separate mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel answered this question, he says, he said this to Gachilik. He says, by Karban Oil V'Yoyrid, each Karban is Kotzul Atzmit set. Each one is a separate Chiyuv. It's a different sug of a Chiyuv. The Osher is Nischayev to bring a Behema. That's its own Chiyuv. That carbon is only the Asher was Neschayiv. A Dal was not Neschayiv to bring a Behemoth. A Dal was Neschayiv to bring Oifis. And a Dali Dal was Neschayiv to bring a Mincha. So since it's separate carbonis, that each one was Neschayiv, it's like separate mitzvahs. Mashenkin by Erechin, Be'emes, the mitzvah is one mitzvah. To pay according to the Erech HaKosav B'Torah. Just that a main yode masegas, if you can't afford to give the erech sholem like ikra mitzvah, so then you give even a miktas imenu kifias yogas yode, according to what you could afford. But it's not a sug achav erchin. It's a ptur in the chiv tashlumen of the erech that's kotzev in the Torah. That means the etzem chiv is avad the ganze erech, the full erech. You can't pay the full erech, so then there's a ptur in the Torah to pay kifias etasig yode. The Lashon Rambam in Paragim Nechasech and Lachad Dalit says, Va'osher Neisin Erech Sholem. It gives a complete Erech, which is mashm also that the Erech is what Osher pays. That's the full Erech. The Ani is giving a part of that Erech. He's only being Mekayim part of the Chiv. He's taking out Mechiv to do more because he can't afford it. That's the din of Hesed Yad. But it's not a separate Chiv. And Mela, that's Pshat in why the Rishad Yigoyim didn't count it as separate mitzvahs. Lefizeh, l'chayr, we can explain the pshat in our sugi also. By karbonos, avade, you don't wait if the father is a geisis, because the mitzvah right now is a karbon ani. As long as it's an ani, it's not a bar chayuv in a karbon asher b'chlal. So even though you could become wealthy very shortly by waiting for the father who's a geisis to pass away, and then you'll inherit such an amount of money, and it's right here, still we go bas hahashta, and right now the chiv is a kimitzvosai, which is an ani. Mashenkin by erchin, that even the ani, the ikar mitzvah of a ani, is fida erah hakotzev b'teira. That is his chiv. Just that in ein yodei masegas, he can't afford it to give an erech sholem, like ikar mitzvah, so then as he gives, mixasim, and he gives part of it, kifi asogas yodei. Which means that the Torah was makel on an ani that he could pater himself with less. But if he's oimed to become an oisher, then there's a avadah that makes sense that there's a tzad to say that he has to wait until he becomes an oisher to mekayim his ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is the erech sholem, not what he would don him now, kviasogas yodi. Avadah, that's always mechuyv at this moment. But it's not that that's a complete separate chiv of erech osher. His chiv really is erech osher. And if there's any way, or any possibility of him mekayim it, then he has to mekayim it. And mele, that's the tzad in the Rishayim and Tosfos and Rebbeinu Gershom and the Rambam, that if Aviv is Goy says, you have to wait until the father dies and becomes an Osher, and then he'll give like an osher. It's not a steer to the Tosefta, because the Tosefta that says that you don't wait is talking about you don't make the ani go out to work. To make the ani go out to work, to raise money, to be able to become an osher, to be given erech osher, that is not mechayev him. Ein mamtini, you don't have to wait. Even the Tosefta Daf Yud Ches brings also Gemara's legabe erechin margolius lekalim, which is, you don't have to go ahead and wait to evaluate in a margolius for later as man. You go according to the money you have now. But if the money is actually coming without having to do anything, just to wait that the father should pass away, and then it'll become an osher, possibly the ani is mechuyev, the kohen should wait until the osher is nifter, and then the ani will have, be able to afford to give his full chiyev, which is the erech osher, like the Lashon Rambam, erech shalim. Another interesting ha'ara on the Mishnah is, the Mishnah says, haya ani veheshir, osher veheni. What exactly is the pirush of osher in the Mishnah? Does osher mean that he has the entire erech that he's mechayev himself? For example, erech of a godly has nun sloim, and maybe he could pay the full amount. Or is the kavon of Asher that he has more? He has lamed or memsloim, and ani means only has a sela echad. So ani v'hesher means he has more money than he had before, but not that he now has the full amount of the erech. In Tosfos, the Maschal Avot's Mashmo was speaking about that the coin is the marech. Rashi also Daf Yud Ches, when in the Maschal Shoyav Goy says, is Mashmo that the coin is the one that's doing the erechin. He's the one who's evaluating. Tais over there says the same thing. He brings Rashi that even though we don't find in Stam Erchin that the coin is Marich, how much money he has, we only find a din of Hamada by Hamada Bedin by the Nerach. Like the Ram says in Sefer Perek Aleph and Nichas Erchin, that how much is the, if you say that person's value, how much is he worth? And only when he doesn't have money or the full Erech, then he says, Nidin Mesigyad, you need a coin to Marich Kam Yoda Masegis. How much he can afford? Which is mashma that why are we evaluating over here? We're evaluating because when it says osher in the Mishnah, we're speaking about he doesn't have the full amount. But so why is he called an osher or osher veheni? Because he had more, and now he has less, or he had less, and now he has more. So the lashon of the Mishnah ani hesher doesn't necessarily mean he has the full erech. It just means that he has more or he has less, because if he would have the full amount, there's no mokim for the kain to be marech. It's that he has the full erechin. It's only if he's nidim hesig yad. So then there's more, there's less. It's relative. So that means that when the Mishnah says ani veheshe, osher veheni, doesn't necessarily mean that he has the full erech. And at the time when the kohen is evaluating him, maybe to make him to give him a din of an ani or to get according to what he can afford, he either went up, he went down. But the Rambam nechas erechin doesn't in Perigim Alochei doesn't mention at all haruchas hakohen. It's mashma, everything's totally in the Shas Amira and Shas Nesina. So that means that the usher is, that he has, the Mishnah's mashma, Itaka has the nun sloim. And it's totally in Shas Neder. He's a haya ani b'shas Neder, and then Heshir. Or he was usher b'shas Neder, then it was Heni. But which is mashma that it's not, we're talking about extremes. It's not, either he can't afford anything or whatever, he's ani. In any case, he can't afford the full Erech. Or usher, he's a full Erech. And the Shai on the Mishnah is, you go b'shas amiru or b'shas or at the time of the nesina, and the Mishnah says that always is nice and erech osher. The Biskrov said that it's really one machlokes. Tosfos holds that osher the Mishnah means taka that he doesn't have the full nun zloim. So even if he's when nidim hesik yad, there's also different levels. There's a level according to how much you could afford. It's either ani or more or osher. So the Mishnah is talking about where you need a harachas hakayin. That means the kayin obviously has to evaluate how much he can afford. And as long as the kayin was not marachim, the chiv is not nigmar. And therefore it's not totally b'shas neder, it's totally b'shas harachas hakayin. And at the time harachas hakayin is an usher. Avadi gives an usher. But the Rambam holds that usher in the Mishnah is dafka where he has taken nun sloim. So Meli, you don't need harachas hakayin. So the according to Ram, the chiyuv is nigmar b'shas neder. That's why it says in the Mishnah, your osher means b'shas neder, and heni means b'shas nesina, because there's only two times, either b'shas when he made the neder or b'shas nesina. But we're talking about that he has the full amount when he becomes an osher. Osher in the Mishnah means he has nun sloim, and therefore there's no mokim for erech of the kohen. That's why the Ram doesn't mention that the kohen has to be marech. The members you could add. That the according to the Rambam, the din of Hesig Yad is not bechlal a kfias for any suim dekas chum. It just gives according to how much you can afford. The Lashon Rambam is noisin kol nimtz v'yodei. It's in Perigim Alocha Beis. You give whatever you have. Noisin kol nimtz v'yodei. So what do you need harachas hakoyin? You have to give whatever you could. So Mela, if you don't have this chum of the Erech of an Usher, so you're not an Usher. If you're not an Usher, you're an Ani. So if you're an Ani and you only have one Selah, if you're an Ani and you have 20 slime or 30 slime, you're the same thing. You're the same din. You give whatever you could afford. So then, what's the din of the Mishnah Ani veHesher? Hesher means that you have the schum, you have the amount of nun slime. Or Usher veHeni is, you lost it. You don't have the schum nun slime. But as long as you don't have that schum, the amount of 50 slime, which is the proper Erech Sholem, so you are Nidim Hesig Yad, and the din of Hesig Yad is to be nice and call Nim to be other, whatever you could afford. So Melech, whatever you can afford, you have to give. But Taisvis, Kubi holds that the din of Hesig Yad is Taki Gorim the Chiv, the amount you have to give. It's like, that's Kaveh, your Chiv, like, just like if you have the full amount, that your Chiv is according to the Erech that says in the Torah. If you have less, and whatever you have, that is now your chiv. It's not how much you can afford. It's how much you have to give. And if originally you have less than nun slayim, you're automatically included in this, you need a psak of how much you have to give. And mele, even if you don't have the full amount of nun slayim, that requires an erich of the kain, and the kain has to evaluate what's the amount you're gonna give. So it comes out, according to the Rambam, there's taka no two dinim. There's only a din of Hesig Yad. The din of Hesig Yad and din of Ani V'Asher is the same din. You give whatever you can afford. The Gemara makes the Alfusa of Ani V'Hesher, you give like an Asher, that's the same din of Hesig Yad. You have to give according to whatever you can afford, B'Shas to Nesina. It's not a Miuchadik din of Ani V'Hesher. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, this Mashen is two dinim. There's one din of Hesig Yad. And there's a nice thing, you have to give, Ani has to give, a kfiyash tasig yodai. And there's another din that's in the Schadish Na Mishnah of Ani Veheshe, you give according to the, that you have to give according to what they marach you. That the, in other words, the Ani Veheshe has to give according to the schum that the Torah says, but that's not necessarily the full amount of usher, it means even more. And so you give, it's nikvah, you give more. There's the din of Ani Veheshe. And there's a din of the schum that Torah says. In other words, there's two separate halachas. Hesig Yad, and there's also a din of that was learned out from a pasuk that Ani Veheshir gives like an Asher. The Brisker Rav added that there's a nafkamina in these two dinim. Because the Meir Shita and the Zayin Abayz is that in din of Hesig Yad, you never give more than a selah. So as din of Hesig Yad, you'd only give that amount. But the Al Gemara is now Machadish from the Pasik that Ani Veheshe gives Erech Asher, that means giving more than a Selah. That's already a Chiddush. So it comes out that's Takin again, that there's an extra din of Ani Veheshe. Let us move on to the Gemara. The Gemara brings a Machlekes when a Metzair is Kevea, Aidei, which carbon that's an Asher or an Ani. According to Rab Shimon, if you're bringing Zachatos Behemo, Bashiras, he's going to have to bring an Eilz Behemo. Also Bashiris, and Rabbi Yehuda Imra, Koyel Hil Chachra Osham. Everything goes according to the Osham, and Rabbi Nezmin Yankiv says, Koyel Hil Chachra Tziparim. Rashi explains why, what's the Tzad, Koyel Hil Chachra Osham? The Gemara says, because that's a Dovra Machshir. Dovra, why is an Osham a Dovra Machshir? Rashi says, because Machshir Lovi B'Migdosh. It's Machshir able to, enables him to go into the base of Migdosh, Velechel B'Kotchim, Shemidama Osham, when Noisin Al-Bahinais, with Tnuchas Naim. Because of the Dam, the Osham you put on the thumbs and the Tnuchas Naim, and Mel, it's Machshir to go into the base of Migdosh, need Kotchim. Toisvis takes on that all the three Korbanis, Be'emes Ama'akim, Velechel B'Kotchim. Just that the Chatos is the Mechaprit Fei. And Tosfos says, so what's the yichus of the carbon Oshim then? If the chat, all three are mechaper of ma'akif kachim and the chat's mechaper tfei, Tosfos says the yichus of the carbon Oshim is because ikroi lahakshus mitzera, shayim mazen olav ala bahinus. The ikr of the carbon Oshim is the mashed mitzera in order to be able to eat kachim because from the dama Oshim, you mazen on the bahinus, and that's why it's called davra machshirai. The Rav and the Goyim is Moisif Atam and says the Osham is the first carbon. From there it's Maschal the Tahara. That's why it's called Dovra Machshir. But the Rambam, Nechz Mechusi Kapara, says that only the carbon Chatas and Ma'akev is Melechel B'Kotchim. Aval Osham V'Oila is not Ma'akev. Not the way Tosfos learns. According to Rambam, it's Shver, because if only the Chatas is Ma'akev from eating Kotchim, so why is the Osham considered a Machshir? The Oshim is not Machshir Lechel B'Kotchim. The Chatas is. The Chatas is Ma'akiv. And the other ones are not Ma'akiv. Also, Bechlal, if all Karbonans are Ma'akivim, so why are they all considered Machshirim? What's the Yichus of the Osham, they nice amenal bahinas. What's tam? In Taisu we have to understand. Taisu says that all kabbanas are ma'akiv. If all kabbanas are ma'akiv, so then all machshirim. If they're all machshirim, so why does the Gemara say, according to the Yehuda, that the koilah helech achar Osham, the yichus of the Osham is that they give it amenal bahinas and mele, that's the machshir. It's not the machshir. You need all three kabbanas in order to be able to eat kachim. In the Gemara in Yuma, and the Samech Aleph, the Gemara brings the Osham etzera, sheshachtu shalei lishmai. If you shech the Osham etzera shalei lishmai, the Gemara says, banal machlaikis, Rameir, Abelezer, Rishimin, that according to Rameir, even if it was not oil l'shem chayva, because it was shech the shalei lishmai, and you need another Osham, but still, noisim imena lebahinus, you still could, that carbon is still a kosher carbon, that you could use the dam of the Osham to for the matin behindus. If it's not oil Hashem chayv and tarasam etzayra, so it's not a carbon osham. It's not osham etzayra. If it's not osham etzayra, how could you use the dam for the matan bahinus? So the Biskrov in Sefer is mechiach from this Gemara that even though the osham that was shechta shleil lishma is not oil baim shem chayv, and you need another osham to be machshet in mechaper, but it still has in it a shame osham etzayra. And since it has it Hashem Osham Etzayra, it's shayach to use it, the dam of that Osham for the Matan Bahinus. But Riskov explains that the Matan Bahinus is going to be Machshir, the Mitzayra. And he's not going to have to do the Matan Bahinus a second time. Because the Iker Hechshav Mitzayra is totally Matan Bahinus. And if it's considered Matan Bahinus of an Mitzayra from an Osham Mitzayra, it's Oil Noy Lachshir, it's Machshir. And the same would be, but it gave the Shemen and Dama Osham. But still, the Riskarov explains in the Shitz and Rambam that even though the Osham is a Machshir, but that means that the dam of this Osham is going to be considered a Matan Bahinus from Osham Metzaira, and it's going to be Machshir the Metzaira, but it's still not Nigeil, it's not Nishayach to the Din, which is Ma'akim and Achil and Kachim, Mitzan Adin and Mechusri Kapara. That means that there's another halacha. Lamaisa, this Osham is not oil aloy, else the carbon Osham Metzaira. And therefore, he's still Mechusa Kapari. He's still missing Kapari. He needs the Osham. And since he's Mechusa Kapari, he's Vaiti. He's also L'Achilas Kachim. So, the Meskrav is Mechiach that, you see, there's two dinim. There's a din of Mechusa Kapari, which is not totally in the fact that that carbon is the Machshir. It's just the actual bringing of the carbon. That takes away the din. There's not anymore Mechusa Kapari, and then he's Mota Achilas Kachim. And there's another halacha that the carbon is, or chelik of the carbon, at least the matan dam of the bahinus, is a machshir in achilas kachim. So, and these two dinim are not totally zebazet. You could have a carbon osham that's shechted shalei l'shma, which is not oil baim shem chayva, which means that he still is mechuyah to bring another carbon, he's still mechusa kapara. And the male of his mechusa kapara, then he's me'ukav, he's held back from achil and kachim. He's a mechusa kapara, he can't eat kachim. But that osham still has an Hashem osham etzayra that the dam is machshir. The dam can be used in matan bahinus and it's machshir. Oh, zokti briskerol, if he's there, we explain the shitza Rambam. The Rambam holds that as far as the din ikuv in achil and kachim, the din mechusa kapara, that only the chat is ma'akiv. The din mechusa kapara that asin kachim is totally the kapara in the carb, not an echshir. And the din of mechusa kapara only the carbon mechat is ma'akiv, but the osham is not ma'akiv in the din mechusa kapara. But the osham is ma'akiv; they need to be machshir in order to be achilas kachim. The osham, even though it's a machshir, but it's not ma'akiv kapara; it's not mechusa kipurim if you don't bring it. If you bring the chat without bringing the osham, you're not mechusa kipurim. And mitzad that, there would be an isser of achilas kachim. But you need the machshir of the osham. Lefi zeh, we can really understand Tosfos very well. Tosfos asks that all the kabbanas are mechaprim. So then they're all ma'akim lechel v'kotshim. So that means that all bakach, they're all machshirim. So what's the yichus of the carbon osham? Tais explains, Tais says, that the two dinim, they're not shaykh one to the other. Taka all Tais is known as the all taka ma'akim the kapara. But even if they're all ma'akim the kapara, that's mitzad the din of mechusri kapara. That you have to bring kabbanas in order to be not a mechusri kapara, in order to be able to eat kotshim. But there's another halacha that the osham is a machshir in achilas kachim mitzad the matan bahinus, and the male. That's why the osham has a yichus that's called a machshir, even though the chatas is that which is, or according to Rambam or according to Tosfos, all the kabbanis are ma'akiv kapara midin mechusri kapara. It's all gebayt on the Biskrov's yisoid that there's a din of mechaper of a carbon that's mechaper, and without the kapara, the mitzayir is called a mechusre kapara, and he's mu'uk melech lekachim. And there's another din of that the carbon is also machshir, and one has nothing to do with the other. You can have one din in like asher mitzayir shlach shleil shmoy. You can have din that it's a machshir without being a mechaper. It's still mechusre kapara, and you can have according to the Rambam that the chatas is ma'akim mechusre kapara, even though it's not the machshir. Another interesting ha'ara is that Rashi's mefarish, what does it mean, the karbonis of the, either the chatos or the osham is kevei? It means the havas ha'karbon. Pashas, it means being makir the karbon. The Rambam and the Pirsh Mishnayis and the Rav say in that the mission says, but karbonis enikain, it means if at the time when you were neschayiv in the karbon, you were ani, so then you bring karbon ani, which is mashma goes at the time of the shas chiyuv and not the actual havas ha'karbon. Mikivegim Mishnayis asks on the Rambam and the Rav, which is Mashma Vidya Loshin, it's Mashma that the Chi of a Korban is Keveya, that's Vakert, not like Mishnah increases. The Mishnah increases in Tesla Beis brings the Machlekes of Shimon and Yehuda, and the Loshin of Mishnah is that according to Shimon, the Avos Achat is Kevas, and according to Yehuda, the Avos Oshma is Kevas, which is Mashma that it's clear that it's not totally in this man Achiyuv, it's totally in this man Avos Achorban, either the Korban Chatz or the Korban Oshim. What's Pshat in the Loshin of Rambam? That Zmashman is totally in Shasachiv. The Rachlaner increases, says the Kabbalah Saram is that only to say that Kabbalah is not like Erechin. Erechin is totally in the Zman and Nesinas Erech, when you give the Erech. If you're an Oni, then you became an Osher, you give the Mshas and Nesinas, so Mshas and Nesinas, you give an Erech Osher. Mashenkin by Kabbalah, if you already brought the Khatas, or you brought the Osher and Banias, so then you bring the other Kabbalah also Banias, even though you weren't an Oni at the Zman of the Hava of the other Kabbalah. That's what the Ram means when he says, you go Basar Shas Achiv. It doesn't mean that you didn't bring the first Kabbalah, you have to bring the first Kabbalah. Avada, the Mishnah says, the Havas HaKarbon, it's totally in the Havas Chatas or the Havas HaAshem is Kevas. But it means that now you're going to be chayv to bring like Erech of whatever you brought the first carbon at even on the other carbonas, even though you didn't actually bring them. You're still chayv in those carbonas. Because Mishas, you brought the carbon Chatas or the HaAshem, you didn't yet bring the oil. You're only chayv in the oil. Still, it's Nikva that you have to be Makrivit Banias. But the Raivit and Kenan, then a perik beis is gerus in the mission in the goyim mitzayra oni sheifresh karbonoi veheshir. The Ravid says mishas hafrashas hachatos oya osham nikva dinoi. It's nikvitz din because he was writing the schayv and avo. And the Ravid's moisiv the dafke if he wasn't nifsal, but if he's nifsal and psul that all the yerid or psul all the yerid, but if he's nifsal completely, then it's not nikva dinoi. It's mashma that it's totally not frosha. But the Rambam's word that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Oshmas Keveh is Nekva Alidei the Shechita, which is Mashma, Nafrosh alone is not Keveh. I'd like to mention also another very interesting Ha'orah. It's Yedua Nachroinim Kler Shaila in Mitzvahs, where the Torah gives a Shir. If you did Pachs Mikashur Shir, if you didn't fulfill the Mitzvah properly, if you would Mekayim something or not. The Dugma, we know that there's a din of Chatzi Shir Osim Natera. That means in Isurim, Chatzi Shir, according to one man Domer in the Gemara, is Osim Midei Raisa. You only get Malkus and Oinish if you Chas V'Shalom over the Isser and you eat Macholos Asuris, the whole Shir. But Chatzi Shir is also Osim Midei Raisa. So the clear is, what about Chatzi Shir and Mitzvahs? Is there a Kiyum or not? The Shaila comes up in Leil Pesach, where a person is not able to eat a full Kazayas Matzah. Is there any point in the meeting of Chatzi Kazayas? The Shvus Yankiv and other Achrenim say that there's no point in eating a Chatzi Kazayas. Because the mitzvah was not in the Chadish Din of Chatzi Shir, only in Isurim. And the Mela, you're not accomplishing anything. Maybe it's symbolic, but as Kiyam HaMitzvah, or Kiyam A Mitzvah, you're not Mekayim anything. You're only Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah if you eat a Kazayas, which is a Shir of Achila. But the Chidon, Machzik Brocha, and other Achrenim argue, and they say, just like there's an Indian of Chatzi Shir, in Isurim, that's Osim Minateres, there's also Indian of Chatzi Shir and Mitzvahs. There's a Ktsas Mitzvah Minateres. And if you have Matzah, Pachs Mikashir, you have to eat Minateres of Chelik of whatever Matzah you're able to eat. Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, Daki Mokhiv to eat whatever you could. He says you don't make a bracha on Achilas Matzah. Shagisari says that you do make a bracha. And the Chuvis that say the Machriya, they make a bracha on Matzahs, a Mitzvahs Matzah, not Achilas Matzah, because it's not an Achilas, it's only Mitzvahs Matzah. But the Achrim talk about this, if there's a Inyan of Chatzi Shir by mitzvahs. In Tshuvah Tzela Chochma, he wants to bring a riot to the Chidah from our sugya. There's a mitzvah in Chatzi Shir, because our Mishnah tells us that somebody was an Osher,
and he was in Schaiv and Erechin, according to the Shiaz and Vur in the Torah of Ashir, and even if he comes in Ani later, and it's not, now he can't afford it, saying Yodim Masegetz give that Shir, but still, the Chiyav Din is, he has to give Erech Ashir. You don't dan him like being Marech Ani that becomes Potter, idea Aroch of the Koin. Yeah, he has to give Erech Ashir. The Tais Yomtiv says that what do? He might say he can't afford, he's Ani. So you take from him whatever he could afford, and the rest of the Erech, you have to wait until he becomes an Usher. When he becomes an Usher, he makes more money, then we mashtel him that Erech. The Ram says that Legabe, somebody's mefarished Erech, he says, Erech yolai chamishim sloim, or Erech pleni yolai shloishim sloim. So the Ram in Peregim aloha ches, in the Ches Erechin says that even if he becomes an Ani later, he's not going to be nidden by a sigyad. He has to give whatever he can afford. And you take from him whatever he has, and the rest is a choiv. So, the medayik, that the loshni you take from whatever he has, like the Ram says, is mitzad chiyuvi erchin. And the rest of the money is like a mashkin. Now, what's the point of taking from him whatever he could afford? What are we accomplishing? If you say, be mekayim achatzi shir and mitzvah, is not a kiyam at all, like the other achrayim. So how could Bezin force this person that was once an usher at the time of the Erech and now became an Ani to give whatever he could afford? His mitzvah now is to give the full Erech. Lamaisa, it's going to be a chayv on him. And giving part is not mekayim anything. So, and it's a suffix if he's become an usher or not. They will never become an usher. So why are you taking money from him bechlal? He's not mekayim any mitzvah. There's no point in taking any money from him. It's better to wait. See, if he becomes an usher, he'll give the full Erech. That is mechuyv. And if he doesn't become an usher, then don't take anything from him. What's the point of taking part of it? So the Tzion HaChochma wants to say from here is a raya like the Chidah, that al korcha chatzi shir of a mitzvah, you also mekayim mektas mitzvah. And therefore you force him to mekayim whatever he can. You can't give the full chiv, but you give whatever he could afford. And the mail over here, by erchin, even though his chiv is a erech asher, but if he, whatever he could afford, he has to give at this point. And there is a kiyah mitzvah of some sort of a kiyah mitzvah of erchin. Them, as one could argue on the Raya, because Erechin is different. Once there's a Chiv mitzvah, it's true, Erechin is a mitzvah, but once there's a Chiv, it becomes a Chiv lehegdish. If it's a Chiv lehegdish, you're not going to say that you're potter from giving a part of the Chiv because you can't fulfill the full Chiv. There's a Chiv every pruta, pruti, mechiv to give. So you have to give whatever you can afford. But the Tzel HaChochma is understanding that it's a mitzvah of Erechin. If there's no kiyum mitzvah of giving the Erech, then there's no, and with no kiyum mitzvah in the Chatzi Shir by mitzvahs, so then there's no point in giving a Chatzi Erech.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.